Hello, everyone. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, here for Wednesday, the 21st of August.
Well, we've got quite the interesting card today with the Seven of Wands. So let's lead off with the astrology and link it into what I think, which direction we need to go, because this one can go a higher ground or not. Where are we going?
Okay, so Lisa, today on Wednesday, the moon conjuncts Neptune and then immediately enters into Aries. So when it enters into Neptune, it gives us a rich inner world with imagination, natural kindness, and compassion. But we need to be careful of codependency and emotional confusion at the same time.
Yeah, Moon Neptune can do that. When they meet up, when or when they're in aspect. Yeah, and if it's in Aries, that moon is also sextiling Pluto, huh? Well, that helps tell me we're going to have a little bit of the best and the worst of this Seven of Wands. The best of it is if you choose, you can stop battling, particularly in places where you've already won. This is where we can project our old stories onto the people around us, close or not. But we're still trying to win a battle that took place goodness knows how long ago, when it's like it's not even present, but we're seeing it. So it's like if we're willing to tell a better story, it's like, oh, I've already won this war. What's available here? I'm on higher ground. I don't need to fight. All right. On the less fun expression, it's like you may find yourself in fight, flight, or freeze. And it's like you may find yourself in that instinctive response. And it's just like, where does anger operate in your life? Anger helps us consolidate and hold a boundary. It's meant to say no, but with a, it's like, no, beyond this, you don't go. And yet, when we don't realize that we have that ability to just say no and hold that boundary, then this is where you can overreact. It's like, oh, suddenly you're fighting because it feels better than being vulnerable, as opposed to just speaking your truth and knowing that you don't have to explain it to anybody. You don't have to justify it to anybody. All you have to do is like know what you want, speak it. They can either meet you there or they can't. There may be some adjustments required, but you start with, this is my truth. What else, what else is possible, or where can we meet? Yeah.
Because remember, we're still experiencing the Mercury trine Chiron and still experiencing the Jupiter square Saturn.
Oh, okay. But what I love about the Saturn Jupiter is, again, that expansion and contraction. Tell a better story, okay? And then put solid foundation, pull up the history. Venus Mars, even intense aspects. I don't know if you know this, but Venus and Mars in square or opposition is found in the most talented artists of every kind. So we literally have help to be creative about how we see ourselves and others. So yeah, so it's like great. Then that Jupiter Saturn allows us to know, or try on where are we going to expand? Where do we need to hold a limit? There you go.
What fits well,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. It's kind of like, Lincoln Logs or building Legos. It's like, well, we can put it together this way or whatever. It's like, have some fun with it. You're on higher ground than you think you are. You don't need to battle. Okay. Just say yes or no and see what happens. Start there.
I like it.
Yeah, and let us know where that creativity takes you. Yeah. Anything else for us before we sign off?
That's it for today.
Great. All right. Then this is Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
Next time. Bye.